boys got a spring in the step?
Yeah, it was great for them. You know, it's one of the toughest road trips, if not the toughest that you can do. Particularly for us, it's a long haul, 6-hour flight over. And you know, I've been involved in AFL footy for 20 odd years, and wins in the West are rare, even with the best of teams. So for our boys to go over there and do that, play in the manner that they did, and win every quarter, was really exciting for our footy club. And you know, hopefully just helps. Well, I don't think it hopefully, it will build a bit of self-belief, I'm sure.
This is what you've been telling us about for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, but you know, there's another game to play this week against Carlton, so you don't bask in that for too long. You know, but the truth is, if you have a look at the top eight at the moment, we've been very competitive against most teams that we've played. And, you know, Collingwood are second on the ladder. We pushed them to 7 points up here. Port, we nearly beat them over there. They're fifth or something. So, you know, the evidence is there. We'd like more Ws, but the good part is the evidence is there. You know, our percentage is pretty healthy for a team that's only won two games. And, you know, we just want to keep growing and improving and hopefully turn those narrow losses that we've been having into some more wins.
What was the most pleasing thing for you about the win?
It was the evenness of the team contribution. If you look at the stats sheet, there were, I think every bloke bar Oscar McInerney had double figures in possession, and he still had a good game, kicked a couple of goals and had 9 touches and competed well in the ruck and functioned in his role in the forward line. So for me, it was the evenness of the contribution. Their mateship out on the oval, because that's, you know, there are a lot of people in purple at that oval on the weekend, about 40,000 of them, and all we had was each other and a handful of Lions supporters. So the spirit and the mateship and the brotherhood that the guys showed out there was fantastic.
You must have been amazed by your inside 50 efficiency was off the charts. I think West Coast are the one or two at about 26%. Yeah. You guys went at about 36% for goals percentage inside 50. That's huge.
Yeah, you don't get that very often. I was only thinking to myself after the game, I wish we could have got that the week before against GWS, because we might have been a different result. But no, the forwards functioned well on the weekend. We spent a fair bit of time practicing our forward 50 entries during the week, because we thought that let us down against the Giants. And you know, that work paid off. It doesn't every week, but our delivery into the forward line and the system that our forwards played to was really positive.
How did you strike the balance between letting them bask in a bit of glory, something that you haven't had much of, and then having to obviously quickly focus on this weekend because it's a quick turnaround?
Yeah, we had to talk about that after the game. I mean, it's really for the group to decide, and you know, the view was let's enjoy it tonight and then move on to Carlton. We had a good chat about Carlton yesterday morning at our review meeting. We stayed in Perth on Sunday night and flew back yesterday, so we had a good chat about that. And you know, it's in the hands of the players, really. We've got to show some maturity this week, move on pretty quickly and get ourselves ready for Carlton, because I know what they'll be like. They'll be pretty desperate to beat us, so it's going to be on.
It's probably a good word, maturity. You haven't won back-to-back for a few years, and certainly in your time here, I guess that's another big challenge to back up again.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the things that we've got to do if we want to become a good team. Start stringing wins together, win on the road. So, you know, it was a bit of a first for a while in Perth on the weekend. There's no reason why we can't, you know, take that next challenge in our stride.
You're confident your guys have got the right mindset? You've got a young list? Are you confident they'll...
Yeah, I've got no reason not to be confident. You know, they're hungry. And they spent a lot of time talking about it yesterday morning, so it wasn't me pushing them. It was them pushing each other, so that's going to be the key to it.
The mateship side of it you were talking about as well, I mean, that's something you try to engender as well as the footy skills, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The enjoyment and the love of the game and enjoying each other's company. You know, it's a big part of the trademark that the players have got for themselves, which they refer to as brotherhood. So... we do all that we can to engender that, and it's moments like the weekend that reinforce that part of what we try to do.
You don't always tag the opposition's best player, but you did on the weekend while Fife was out there. Why did you decide to do that, and what made you choose Jared, I suppose, to do that?
It was probably more of a thing for Jared's development, plus the fact that Fife's a very important player for them statistically. You know, they have two guys in the midfield, Fife and Neil, who are very influential, and we just felt like, well, opposition teams go after one of our players every week. We thought we might do the same to them, and as part of Jarrah's development, we thought that would be a good thing for him to do. Whether he won that battle or not, he learned a little bit about the game. The only pity of it was that Fife was off late in the second quarter, and Jarrah didn't get to see it through. But from the evidence that we got, he did a fine job while Fife was out there.
Looks like there might be another. Is there a potential for a similar matchup for him this weekend against Carlton?
Who are you referring to, Michael?
Cripps.
We just got back from Perth last night, so we haven't talked about.
You spoke about it yesterday.
you got me there. That'll be a consideration this week. Obviously, they'll be trying to work out who they go after as well. So we'll have a chat about that. But it's not something that we'll definitely do every week. And I think, you know, tagging, if you ask the same bloke to do it week in, week out, they wear a little bit thinner that too. So we need to consider that. But obviously, Cripps is a mighty fine player for them, but they've got some other guys that are making a good contribution as well.
Great reward for Cam Rayner with an Rising Star kick, the first goal on the weekend, and he just seems to get better and better every week and seem more and more comfortable every week.
Yeah, the mix of his game was good on the weekend. Like, he marked the ball overhead, beautiful crumbing goal. He had five or six tackles, got some score involvements, and, you know, when he went on the ball, he won some clearances. So it was a really good all-round effort from him and a real glimpse into what his potential is, because he's nowhere near reaching that at the moment. But he's made good improvement throughout the year, and he's a good team player, which I really like about Cam. And, he has a bit to say in meetings and things like that, which is a little unusual for a first-year player, but it shows his commitment and passion for the footy club.
Scary thought that he's nowhere near the ceiling that you guys see for him, and you didn't even have to give him a nudge this week.
No, he was pretty disappointed with his performance against GWS, to be honest. He didn't have a great game. Probably lucky to stay in the side, and he knew it. So it's a good sign that he responded to that performance with a better one this week.